The Blades have clinched a playoff spot, and this is your live interview segment. Brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. And head coach Dan DeSilva is here. X marks the spot. You've got that X beside your team name in the standings, and that's what it's all about right now.
Yeah, exactly. We knew it was a big one for us. We didn't want to wait for a Red Deer loss. We wanted to take matters into our own hands and win ourselves in, and that's what the goal was tonight. The guys went out and got her done.
You've alternated between really good efforts and not so good efforts over the last little bit. The last two nights, really good efforts both nights, I would say.
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of playing 60 minutes, last night was great, and tonight was another great 60-minute effort. It helps when we have, you know, most guys back healthy in the lineup. We have four lines. I mean, we have 11 and seven right now with some suspension issues and injuries and stuff. But just what a great weekend for the team. The guys battled hard all weekend long. They knew what it took to win hockey games. They went out there and executed, and you know, we did a great job against their top guys. Like Mrsic was held pointless, I believe, over the two-game series. And you know, a big part of that was the Frankie Day, Calvert, Parr line, and then Saunderson and Martin on defense. And then obviously both of our goalies were phenomenal each night. So just very happy coach over here.
Let me talk about the goaltenders, because last night you had Evan Gardner plays for the first time in goal starting since the 2nd of February, and he stopped 41 shots. He was brilliant in that game. How he wasn't named a star last night in Prince Albert is beyond me. Both goaltenders last night should have been among the three stars. Both were going to be in among the three stars tonight until the Blades got a couple late. So sorry, Max, but that's the way it goes. But you decided to go back to Ethan McCallum tonight, and a lot of people were scratching their head going, hey, wait a minute, why don't you go back to Gardner? But it's because you have the confidence in both.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of reasons, and that, you know, being a big one, is he's proven that he's a heck of a goalie. He raised his level over the 12 games he started while Evan was out. Evan and Ethan, they just go back and forth.
They both start with E.
Yeah, exactly. And end in A-N. Anyways, but we have confidence in Ethan. He's shown that he can play. And then Guard's coming back from an injury. He had given his first full start, his first full 60-minute effort there in PA. There's, you know, some soreness there, some tightness, and so we just didn't want to overdo it. And, you know, we have the luxury of having two really good goaltenders again this year, and I think it paid off for us. He went out there and played great. It's too bad that his first career shutout bid ended with 15 seconds left, and that's probably the only negative on the evening, I would say.
Okay, I want to get back to a positive, because we had brought up a negative before with the power play as long, not that far long ago as last week, but you now have power play goals in four straight games, and you're 6-for-17 on the power play in those four games, and you mentioned it to me that it's about the ebbs and flows of the way that the game goes. Sometimes your power play's up, sometimes it's down. It's on the up right now.
Yeah, and we weren't in a slump for very long. I think it was two or three games. There's a stretch where it wasn't as good as it was. It was still at 21% or so over a 10-game span, but yeah, the guys just stick with it. It's going to happen. You're going to go through parts of the season where your power play goes dry, your offense goes dry. It happens to individuals. Tyler Parr hadn't scored in 14 goals, and he gets one in an empty netter tonight, so hopefully that opens the floodgates, and it's no different with the power play. Sometimes you come up against good penalty kills, which we had seen with Calgary and Lethbridge, teams like that. They had really good penalty kills. They made it hard on our guys, and it's just sticking with it, man. And we practiced it, and we dialed it in, and now the guys are reaping the rewards from it.
Absolutely. And so now you've got yourself right in the middle of this first place thing again. A lot of it was 5 points coming into the weekend. You're only 1 point back now of Prince Albert. You're tied with Brandon. You see the Wheat Kings on Wednesday there. This is going to be a very interesting final 2 weeks again, all of a sudden.
It is. And yeah, the pesky Blades have fought their way back into that conversation for winning the division. And no one thought we'd be here. I think the guys in the room believed it. They have all year long. They've committed to getting better every single day and proving everybody wrong. You know, and our goal is to still keep continuing to get better every single day. And that's really it. If division's within our sights, these guys are going to go out and they're going to hunt for it, and they're going to try and track it down. And really, it's within our grasp. It's in our own hands. We're playing divisional games the rest of the way out. Some big contests. It's going to be a lot of fun down the stretch.
All right, Coach. Congratulations on this one, clinching a playoff spot in your first year as head coach.
Thanks,
best
guys.
This next week on the road.
Thank you.
Head Coach Dan DeSilva of the Saskatoon Blades joining us.